Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about goals. No, not the kind of goals that you score in soccer, although I did watch a good soccer game over the weekend. I went to one of my favorite restaurants that is starting to reopen, and you know, it's kind of weird in there. You walk in, and they're at 25% seating capacity to include the bar, but you can't sit at the bar itself, so you have to sit at the high boys or the booths in the bar. But then they've got like every other seating area roped off, or they've got little signs on there saying, due to social distancing, this table is not available. And then you look in the corner and you see all the extra tables like piled up on top of each other, you know. So, I mean, they're doing the best. They're doing what they can do to get back into business. And I would suggest to you this, that those businesses have a goal of retaining all of their clientele. They have a goal of getting their businesses back open and running 100% of capacity. They've got a goal to get away from this corona thing and get back to normal operating conditions. And I'll tell you, goals are important. If you were listening to the show last week, you heard me talk about one of the books that I've been reading called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and I'm rereading the book because it imparts wisdom upon me. And, you know, I think the biggest thing going in that book is this. It's really all about setting goals. It's all about teaching you how to set a goal and to internalize that goal, to make that goal a part of what you're trying to achieve, and to give you the direction and the purpose that you need in order to obtain that goal. And it's no different in real estate. You know, when you get involved with real estate, you have to sit down and you have to make some goals. You have to figure out where you're trying to get to. And for a lot of you, goal setting is kind of natural. It's just an everyday occurrence. You've learned how to set goals. You know how to do it. You know how to manage your goals. You know how to stay focused on the goals. You know how to write your objectives that help you attain those goals. You know, goal setting is an easy task. But for other members of the audience, this whole goal setting thing, man, it's kind of a difficult thing, because you know, you start thinking about, well, what should my goal be? What should I intend my goal to be? What if I set the wrong goal? What if I don't set enough goals? What if? And you get yourself in that what if category, and you never quite get past the what ifs. But I'll tell you, without effectively setting goals, without effectively doing the things that you need to do, you're going to have a more difficult time obtaining the results that you're trying to obtain. Because if you don't even know what the results are, then you're just going through the daily machinations of life, and you know, you're going to get what life deals you, because you have not internalized the fact that you're trying to achieve something better than where you're at. And goal setting in itself is a fantastic skill to develop, and it helps you to design your own future. A life best lived is a life designed, not by accident. No, not by accident at all. We want you to effectively plan this thing. And it's not just by walking through the day, careening from wall to wall and managing to survive. You know, that's the big point I'm trying to make. And if you can start giving your life dimensions and design and objectives and purpose, the results can be absolutely staggering. I'll tell you what, if you sit back and you look at what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're an education and mentoring company. That's right. We teach you how to effectively invest in single family and multifamily real estate. We teach you how to do the things that you need to do to be an effective real estate investor. But without goal setting, it's kind of lost. It really is, because unless you know the path you're going to go down, unless you know exactly where you're trying to get to, now we help you. We give you a map that shows you the possibilities of where you want to go, but it still takes a little bit of work on your part. And goal setting gives you the chance to experience the power of your imagination. It does. I mean, that little gray blob you've got up on top of your shoulders, that thing works pretty good if you actually engage it and make it work. Now think about it. Imagination builds cities. Imagination conquers disease. Imagination develops careers. Imagination sets up relationships. Imagination is where all tangible values and intangible values, that's where they all begin. So what you've got to learn to do is to use that powerful resource of your mind. And tapping this resource of imagination for goal setting involves thinking about, that's right, your future. Yeah, no, crazy, huh? Thinking about tomorrow or the rest of the day. Thinking about the rest of the year or, you know, like we recommend, 5 years or 10 years down the road. You can use your imagination to start prospecting for the future, for what could be possible for you. Now sit back and think about that for a minute. What is the possibility for you? How do you obtain the goals that you're trying to obtain? Well, the way you obtain them is you first have to identify them. You have to figure out where you're trying to get to. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we help you a lot in this area because we do provide you a fundamental map that shows you how to get from point A to point Z and all the points along the way to be successful as a real estate investor. And I'll tell you, when we tell you that we can help you retire in 5 years or less, that's not a joke. That's a real thing. As a matter of fact, that is a specific goal that you can set for yourself that is manageable. It's achievable. You can get it done. We have, well, just about every member of Lifestyles Unlimited has figured out what it's going to take to retire in 5 years or less. And when we come back, I'm going to get more into these goals and we'll talk about some of the things that affect you, your life, and your goals right after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy who used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Goals, goals, goals. And I'm not talking about soccer goals. I'm talking about the goals that you set for yourself. The goals that, you know, get you to where you're trying to get to, or maybe not where you're trying to get to. You know, if you don't set goals for yourself, then you're kind of wandering around. I mean, imagine a guy walking through the desert who's been stranded out there and he's looking for, you know, water, and he keeps walking over sand dune after sand dune, you know, willy-nilly, not sure of his direction. And then he sees in the horizon what looks like an oasis. So he starts moving towards that oasis. And when he finally gets close to that oasis, he finds that there's really nothing there. It's just more endless sand. That's what life is like if you don't set goals for yourself. You're just going about things willy-nilly. You've got no direction. You've got no purpose. You've got no foundation to get you in the direction you're trying to get to. And there are many Americans that suffer from this. They just don't know how to sit down and effectively set goals. So what I'm trying to do today is kind of give you more of a holistic view of goal setting, and we're going to talk about some different things that you need to take into consideration. And more importantly, what I want to impress upon you is this. If you've never, ever set a goal in your life, go ahead and set a goal. I don't care what goal it is. It could be as simple as take the trash out before 5 p.m. Or it could be as complex as, I can't even come up with a complex one. It's because it would be way too complex. And to be honest with you, I don't make goals for myself that are really super complex. I make them legitimate. I make them tangible, sometimes intangible, but I make them purposeful. So let's talk about some of the things that affect you, your life, and the goals that you set. The first thing I want to talk about is the environment. Yeah, that stuff all around you. It doesn't hurt to make a simple contribution to the environment. A little contribution costs you nothing at all. That includes picking up a piece of trash and throwing it in the trash receptacle. You know, if everybody did that, what a better world this would be. If everyone contributed, what a difference it would make. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, man, you got way off on this tangent on the environment. Why is the environment important? Because it is something that you can have an effect on, but it's also something that can have an effect on you. So you always have to keep the environment in mind. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a huge environmentalist. Now, that doesn't mean I go out and hug trees or do stuff like that. No. But I do believe that there are limited resources on this planet. And those resources, once depleted, are not coming back. So I think it's important for us to effectively manage those resources. Now, does that mean, you know, we should all be driving Teslas and stuff like that? No. That's not what I believe. I believe that we have plenty of oil reserves. I really don't think those are going to run out in my lifetime or potentially in your lifetime or my kids' lifetime. And the way technology is going, we may have vehicles that don't have a reliance on oil products. You know, I mean, we used to have vehicles like that. They were called, you know, horses and, you know, covered wagons and things like that. We kind of graduated away from that, you know, and they said, well, what about the horse? Well, the horse is still around and the horse hasn't gone away. And, you know, if you're into horse racing, man, I hope we get some horse racing back in. I'm not a big fan of horse racing, but right now I'm a big fan of any type of sport that we can get because I just feel like, well, heck, I feel like I'm back in the Army and I've been deployed to a third world nation, you know, where you don't get access to the creature comforts of life. You don't get to watch NFL football or Major League Baseball or, you know, National Hockey League or the NBA or, you know, golf tournaments or any of the myriad of sports that are out there. I know I got off on that tangent. Let me pull it back in. Let's talk a little bit about events. And we're kind of talking about events right now. Think of any big event of either a local, a national, or a global significance. You know, there are many small events and daily events and family events and community events too. Events affect all of us, some small, some big, some personal, some national, some global. So what's the big elephant in the room? Well, there's actually two big elephants in the room right now, unfortunately. The first one is this whole COVID-19 thing. You know, it's having an impact on us, on our lives, and on our goals and objectives. I will tell you that COVID-19 has slowed my progression to some of the goals that I have set, because of the fact that the country closed down. Now, this mess going on with, you know, the rioting and all the criminal activity out there, you know, I'm a big supporter of, you know, if you want to protest, go for it. You know, I went out and I did everything I could in my life to protect your freedoms. And, you know, I think peaceful protesting is one of those things that we as Americans have the right to do, and we should do it and do it effectively. But this garbage that's going on in the world right now, or excuse me, all across America right now, that's got to stop. And to a certain extent, that has an impact on our goals too. I mean, if you think about somebody in, say, New York City that owns a shop and they've been, you know, shuttered, they've been closed down for the last 2.5 months, and they were looking at the 1st of June as the day that they could reopen. This is the day, only to find out that on the day they were going to reopen, looters basically destroyed their business, ripped off all of their inventory, and left the place in a complete disaster. Do you think that has an impact on goals? It absolutely has an impact on goals. So events are very important. You've got to take those into consideration. Something else you need to think about is knowledge. Now, here's a good phrase to jot down. Ignorance is not bliss. I know you've been told differently. Ignorance is not bliss. It is a tragedy. It's a devastation. It creates lack. It creates disease. It will shorten your life. Ignorance will empty your life and leave you with the husks. Nothing to account for. Yeah. Bottom line is, ignorance is not bliss. And here's another note to make you think. What you don't know will hurt you. What you don't know will tragically affect your life. What you don't know will leave your life empty. And what you don't know will leave you without a relationship. And that's why we're so adamant about education when it comes to real estate investing, because what you don't know is going to potentially affect you and not in the way you want to be affected. You know, we're affected by whatever we know or we don't know. Now, here's another thing you need to think about. Results. Whether it's business or personal, we're all affected by results. Disciplines undone in the future give us poor results. Disciplines managed well give us good results. And finally, I think the final component that we need to discuss in this segment is our dreams. You know, we're affected by our dreams, our vision of the future. It is inherently important that you develop the skill to look forward, to figure out what life would be when you get to that certain place. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the future on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Today's show is all about goal setting. And what I'm doing now is I'm helping you to frame your mind. I'm helping you to, you know, deal with some of the things that may be conflicting you from actually setting decent goals for yourself. And here's a point that I want a lot of you to listen to, because I've been guilty of this too. Some people, some of you out there, live in the past. You let your life be continually pulled and influenced by it. And although we must remember and review the past to make it useful to, you know, invest in the future, here's the key point. Make sure that the greatest pull on your life is the pull of the future, not the past. If you're skimping on your dreams or your objectives and your purposes aren't very well planned, then that doesn't pull very hard. And as we like to say at Lifestyles Unlimited, that in itself is ineffective and needs to change. You might have more of a tendency to be pulled apart by events or circumstances. So in order to save yourself from being pulled apart by distractions or pulled back to the past, you need to start designing the future. Oh yeah, you thought this was going to get deep, didn't you? Well, here it goes. Goals are like magnets. They pull. And the stronger they are, the more purposeful they are. The bigger they are, the more unique they are. The stronger they pull. High dreams pull you through all kinds of down days and down seasons. They pull you through a winter of discontent. They pull you through distraction on every side. A bad day can almost overwhelm you if you don't have something really purposeful to go for on the other side of the day. And if you've got excellent goals, though, they'll pull you through all of these things, and very little of it will attach itself to you. You'll be able to get through some of the most difficult times if you have this spectacular vision ahead of you of where you're going and what you're going to accomplish. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, learning how to set those goals. You know, some of you don't know how to do it. So learning to set goals can transform your life forever. That's right, forever. There is power in reaching out into the future, designing something to your best of your ability, refining it as you go, tearing it up periodically if you want to, setting a whole new list of goals. Remember, hey, it's your life, you know, it's your future. I'll tell you, I went through a period of my life where, you know, I lived in the past and I was focused on the doom and gloom of things that happened to me, and I wasn't forward thinking. And by not being forward thinking, it had a detrimental impact on my personal life. And I'm sure there are those of you out there that can relate to this. So let's talk about some of the components of powerful goals, because I think it's really, really interesting to discuss this stuff. The major reason for setting a goal is for what it makes you do to accomplish it. Yeah, that's right. This will always be a far greater value than what you get. That is why goals are so powerful. They are part of the fabric that makes up our lives. You know, goal setting is powerful because it provides focus. It shapes our dreams. It gives us the ability to hone in on the exact actions we need to take in order to get everything in life we desire. Goals cause us to stretch and grow in ways we have never done so before. In order to reach our goals, we must become better. We must change and grow. Now, powerful goals, in my opinion, have three components. You ready? Here they are. They've got to be inspiring. They must be believable. And they must be goals that you can act on. Okay, so just to give you an example of what I would consider a, I was going to give you an example of something that I thought was not a good goal, but you know what? I might be setting a seed in your mind, and the last thing I want to do is tell you you can't do something. So I'm going to back away from that for a little bit. You know, life is designed in such a way that we look long term, but we live in the short term. We dream for the future, but we live in the present. Unfortunately, the present can produce many difficult obstacles. Fortunately, the more powerful our goals are, because they are inspiring and believable, the more we'll be able to act on them in the short term and guarantee that they will actually come to pass. Now, let me talk about some tips for setting some powerful goals, because these are very important. You might be asking yourself, well, what are the key aspects to learn and remember when, you know, I don't know, studying and writing your goals down? Well, let me give you some examples that make it forceful and practical. The first one is evaluation and reflection. The only way we can reasonably decide what we want in the future and how we will get there is to first know where we are right now and what our current level of satisfaction is. With our focus on goal setting, the first order of business is for each of us to set aside some serious time for evaluation and reflection. Very important stuff. You've got to set time aside for that. Now, what are your dreams and your goals? Well, not related to the past or what you think you can get, but what you want. Have you ever really sat down, thought through your life values, and decided what you really want? I will tell you, there's a lot of you out there that have never done that. And this isn't what someone else says you should have, or what culture tells us that, you know, successful people do or have. These are the dreams and goals born out of your own heart and mind. Goals unique to you, and that come from who you are and who created you to be gifted and to who you can become. Yeah, powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get all crazy on you. So let me get back to some tangible things. You've heard me talk about the SMART concept before. The SMART concept is a structure you can use to help establish your goals. And basically, SMART is an acronym. It stands for this: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. These are all elements that you need to consider when you set your goal. So, what about the specific piece? Well, don't be vague. Exactly what is it that you want? What is it that you desire? What is it you're hoping to achieve? Don't be vague, be specific. Now, that goal needs to be measurable. So you have to quantify your goal. How will you know if you've achieved it or not? You know, maybe it's measurable by time. Maybe it's measurable by money. Maybe it's measurable by, I don't know. It's your goal. It's your measurable item. You figure it out. Now, that goal itself, it has to be attainable. Be honest with yourself about what you can reasonably accomplish at this point in your life, while taking into consideration your current responsibilities. You know, unattainable goals are just that. They're unattainable. So make sure that the goals that you set are reasonable and obtainable. It's got to be a doable goal. It has to be real. It has to be practical. Because if it's not realistic, well, then it's just that. It's not realistic. And the other factor you need to take into consideration is time. Associate a time frame with each goal you make. When should you complete that goal? You see, if you sit down, you use the SMART acronym, there's the word, I said it, to help you frame those goals, it will help you to achieve those goals because they will be specific, they will be measurable, they will be attainable, they'll be realistic, and they'll be time sensitive. And when we come back, I've got some more information for you on goal setting on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. On today's show, we're talking about goal setting. Yeah, it's very important that you embrace this concept. Some of you out there are excellent at it. You've learned how to do it. You know how to do it. You do it continually. You update your goals on a reasonable time frame, and it is helping you to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve in your life. Others of you out there, man, you don't do it at all. You don't do the whole goal setting thing. You think it's just a bunch of, you know, an exercise in futility. And I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You have got to get your mind focused. You have to get your mind focused on what you want to achieve. Because if your mind can believe it, you can achieve it. And in the last segment, we were talking about some tips for setting powerful goals. And unfortunately, I ran out of time in the segment. So let me talk to you about the fourth thing that I think is important. It's accountability. You know, the word accountable means to give an account. When someone knows what your goals are, they help hold you accountable. Whether it's someone else trying to reach the same goal with you or just someone who can give you a basic idea of what's going on, having an accountability partner will give you another added boost to accomplishing your goals. I'll tell you, in my world, it's my wife. I sit down, I lay out the goals and objectives. She reviews them. She agrees or disagrees with them. And it's really my responsibility to do the things in our family to get us towards those goals. Now, she chimes in from time to time to check to see if we're still on track because, you know, my results are indicative of her results. It's the results that I'm able to achieve for our family that impact upon her. So accountability is very important. So here's what I want you to take away from the last segment and this part of this segment. Evaluate and reflect. Decide what you want. Be smart about it. You know the acronym SMART? Have accountability. When you put these four things together, you put yourself in a position of power to catapult towards achieving your goals and the kind of life you desire. See, the reason we're talking about all this stuff today is because that's what we're all about at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're about helping you achieve the goals that you need and to achieve, more importantly, the kind of life that you desire. And we give you the full roadmap to do it. And goal setting is a part of it. It's an absolute a part of it. So I mentioned evaluation and reflection. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, the basis for knowing where we want to go is knowing where we came from and where we're currently at. It is also knowing how well we have done achieving things we are, you know, that we previously set our eyes upon. This is the essence of evaluation and reflection. We need to understand how to look at what we've done and then use that as a platform for what we want to do next. The process of evaluation is relatively simple, but it can vary quite a bit depending on your perspective. The important part is this. You have to have a process. So let me give you some ideas for a basic process for evaluation and reflection. Now, this I've actually learned this from, well, I won't tell you who I learned it from, but I did learn it. So the first thing you need to do is find a quiet place. Reflection is best done away from distractions. It gives your mind space to think. So whether that's hanging out at home and nobody's at home, or maybe you go sit in your car with the windows up and the air conditioning on, I don't know, whatever is your quiet place, go find it. Take some regular time, whether it's once a week, every other week, I don't know, once a month, once a quarter, be sure to set aside a regular time frame at regular intervals to evaluate and reflect on how you're doing. Make sure you look back too. Look at what you have accomplished and where you are. Be specific. Be truthful. Be ruthlessly honest. I mean, if you failed, then don't sugarcoat it. Tell yourself, you know what? You blew it, dude. You totally blew it. And here's another thing you need to do. You need to write it down. That's right. Keep a log. Keep a record. This gives you the chance at the next stage of evaluation to see exactly where you were last time, and it keeps it as objective as possible. And the final thing that you need to consider is this. Be forward thinking. Look forward to the future. Set your next goal. Stretch yourself according to what actually works for you. So you may be saying, okay, Al, that's cool, but why do we need to evaluate all this stuff? Well, the purpose of evaluation is actually twofold. First, it gives you an objective way to look at your accomplishments and your pursuit of the vision you have for your life. Second, it shows you where you are so you can determine where you need to go. Evaluation gives you a baseline from which to work. You know, there's a quote that says, "The unexamined life is not worth living." To evaluate and effectively reflect brings us face to face with who we are. More importantly, it allows us the time to dream and create a vision for what we want to become. Only when we take time out of our busy schedules can we get into the state of mind and quietness of heart we need in order to find that inner place. Those who never take time to evaluate and reflect will blow to and fro throughout this life, living by the forces of the culture, circumstances, societal pressures, and, unfortunately, your own personal weaknesses. In contrast, those who take the time to evaluate will find that they're like an oak tree in a storm. They have a firm foundation, they know where they are going, they know how to get there, and ultimately, they will get there no matter what comes their way. So here's my advice. Take a couple hours this week. Yeah, I said it. Take a couple hours this week to evaluate and reflect. See where you are and note it in your journal so that as the months progress and you continue a regular time of evaluation and reflection, you will see just how much ground you're gaining, and that will be exciting. So, goal setting, powerful stuff, but you've got to embrace it. You have to embrace it. It is a fundamental requirement if you will be successful as a real estate investor. Heck, it's a fundamental requirement if you're going to be successful regardless of what you choose. Maybe you don't choose to do real estate investing. Okay? I've got friends that choose not to do it. I get it. Well, I don't really get it. I do get it. At the end of the day, they're not willing to take action. They're not willing to do the things that they need to do in order to be successful. So they don't do the real estate thing. But I've got a lot of other friends that do the real estate thing. They're members of Lifestyles Unlimited. They're focused. They're organized. You know, they lay out those goals. They lay out those objectives. They work continuously to attain those goals and objectives. They hold each other accountable. Yeah, I've got friends in Lifestyles Unlimited that help hold me accountable because they ask me, how are things going? You know, it's funny. I've got several multifamily apartment communities that I'm invested in. Two of them we were getting ready to put them up for sale when this whole COVID thing hit. So we had to, you know, take a look at that, and we had to adjust. Now that we're starting to come out of the COVID thing, we're starting to look at the possibility of selling those apartment communities. I've got some other apartment communities that I'm invested in where we had gotten to the point we had achieved the goal of being able to refinance the properties because the financials and the fundamentals were so strong they supported that. But then COVID-19 kicked in and we had to like hold on for a minute and see how that affected us. Now, the good news is this: throughout the whole COVID-19 thing, my investments really weren't impacted. See, we had residents that paid their rent on time. Just like they had done prior to the whole COVID-19 thing, they paid their rent on time. And when they paid their rent on time, that allowed all the financial mechanisms to occur so that I would get cash flow and we would be able to reposition ourselves for refinances. And ironically, the interest rates moved even lower for what we can do with the refinance. So at the end of the day, COVID-19 really was kind of a benefit to us because it kept us from pulling the trigger too soon. But I'll tell you what, the goals that we set for these apartment communities are still in place. They're still in place. The environment impacted us. Society impacted us. We couldn't change those things. We had to embrace them. We had to address them. But at the end of the day, the goals are still present. And they are still valuable tools in my tool bag. So I'm going to challenge you today to sit down and write out any goal. Sit down and write out a goal that you can obtain. Make it reasonable. Make it objective. Make it smart. And I don't care if it's as simple as, you know, get out and walk the dog today. Make that goal. Achieve that goal. Get in the practice of achieving goals. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.